He's famous for giving a V sign for victory, but he's most famous for leading the United Kingdom during the Second World War.
That if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
A clip there from one of Churchill's well-known speeches. Born in 1874, he was a great statesman, an officer in the British Army, an historian, a Nobel Prize-winning writer, and an artist.
The man was a politician, he was a soldier, he was a famous writer, he had any number of strings to his bow, and he was an enormous success and a major influence in British and indeed world history.
That was Phil Reed from the Churchill Museum and Cabinet War Rooms, right here in London. Well, even though Churchill did so many things in his lifetime, you will be surprised to know that he actually didn't do very well at school. He went to 3 different schools as a child and was often punished for being rebellious. And on top of that, he also had a speech impediment. For Phil Reed, his speeches are still incredible today.
The words are sometimes very difficult, but you always get that feel from it, you know, the delivery and the sound. They make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. They make your back arch. They make your fingers grip into a fist, as it were. They have that effect.
Sadly, in June 1953, at the age of 78, Churchill suffered a stroke at 10 Downing Street, the home of Britain's prime ministers.